when I'm not there. You better call me with the good hair. You better call me with the good hair.
Welcome to the Pinstripe LA podcast. I'm Andrew Mearns here with Tanya and Jason. How are you guys doing tonight?
Just dandy.
Dandy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know.
Do I know?
No.
No. I do not. Well, you did manage to somehow attend the one game in the Royals series they lost, so.
Yeah, of course. Of course I did.
Thoughts and prayers.
Because it was started by Michael Pineda.
That it was. That it was.
He sucks. I hate it.
He is not a good pitcher, really.
Jumping right in on this podcast.
I don't even got time. The funny thing, we had decided that we were going to record a podcast this week, and it was earlier in the week when the team was really bad, and it's like, okay, well, we'll just like yell at them. But then they won 3 out of 4 against the Royals, and even though the Royals are struggling, that's a good thing. Yes?
Wasn't it even before they won 2 games against the Red Sox? I feel like it was.
Yeah.
We should podcast.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely the second Red Sox series that was like, oh, right, things are changing. They're winning games.
Yeah. Something. So I think it was before that we were like, let's podcast and rant about the team. Mm-hmm. And then they decided to be slightly less terrible.
Slightly less eye-stabby, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's a positive.
We've cut back the Drano, and now we're just strictly on bleach.
Yes. The way we compared it before the podcast is that instead of, like, you know, a giant stack of shits, it's like we put a little bit of an air freshener in front of it.
But it still stinks.
Yes. It's minty, at least.
Oh, God.
It's like, you know, remember those, like, little Listerine slips that they used to have that you'd put on your tongue? It's like, yeah, I'm going to stop there.
You didn't brush your teeth. But your stinky breath still smells vaguely like a mint.
Yes. It's like, yeah, you're not fooling anyone. The dentist is like, you're still an asshole. Oh my god. But some people on the team are not playing poorly, so that is good.
Shout out to you, Starlin Castro.
Yeah.
You haven't made me want to cry yet. Well, your base running.
Yes.
But that's it.
Yankees have some bad base runners.
They do.
They're all bad. Like, they're really all bad.
Even the good ones are.
I mean, Ellsbury injured his hip like an old man.
Oh my god.
That's what your dad said, right?
Yes.
This is so.
My dad was
so
like, is he elderly? Like, did he throw his hip out?
He did.
He did.
No! I'm going down.
Like, this is not the injury that a normal, fairly young human being experiences.
What's amazing is they catch him in the game.
No,
like,
they didn't.
Even though he hurt his hip on that play, they let him finish out that inning.
He hobbled home.
He hobbled home. Thank God nothing was close. Otherwise, it would have just been like, wow, what a great move.
Like a wild pitch, and he's just trying to hobble home.
Yeah.
I'm going to get there.
He just walks in, gets tagged out.
Yeah.
Good times, everybody. Good times.
Good times. Well, at least Starlin Castro is good times, because he is hitting the ball well, and hitting it at a most decidedly not Steven Drew clip, which is a stark improvement over last year.
I mean, really, he didn't even have to be this good to be, like, the best thing ever, but...
Right. But it has been appreciated, and he's been good on defense, too, which has been a nice little perk. I mean, not that... It's exactly shocking that he's good at second base, because, you know, he's an okay shortstop, and, you know, that's not a too difficult transition to make, but he and Didi are making a good double play combo, and good BFFs and Yankees on demand videos or whatever those are.
Aggressive typing is happening.
Aggressive typing.
Aggressive typing.
What aggressive do you, typing. Clicking.
Starlin Castro was born in 1990.
Yeah.
My God.
Okay, that's not that crazy.
No,
it's not. But I didn't think that he was like.
He was the born first. He was the first player from the 90s to make it to the majors.
Really?
Yeah. Because he was called up when he was like 20.
I remember
because it's like, oh, my decade is now in the major leagues. Time for my cane.
I think, I want to say Jesus Montero was the first prospect that was younger than me. Yeah, he was born in 89.
Ooh!
Yeah!
90.
Great year. So, McCann is good.
Yes. McCann is also good.
Beltran is hitting dingers.
Yep, which is a nice change of pace from what he was doing for most of April, which is just kind of a modest impression of his previous April.
And yeah, who's been hitting well? Chase Headley.
Tonight was the night.
Yeah. Finally. Yeah, boy.
First extra base hit.
It's a home run.
It only took until May 13th.
Yeah. That's
226 funny. Days.
Holy God.
Wow.
But he is here. And he's ready.
He's here. And it's happening.
But he's
it's
still happening. Terrible.
Hey, he increased his WRC plus to 44.
OMG.
He did make that nice play in the last game, play of the game. He
did.
Give him that.
And he has been playing better defense this year than last year, which I guess is not exactly, like, a tough thing
because
to do.
Because it hasn't been, like, actively on fire.
Yes. Hey, you know what? Well, we have to give him whatever little compliments we can because his offense has been, like, weak pops, weak pop-ups, ground balls, allergic to the outfield, you know.
See, like, he said tonight that, like, New York wasn't an easy place to play when you aren't playing well. But, like, dog, you weren't not playing well. Like, I'm confused whether or not you were even playing. It was worse than not playing.
Yeah, I mean, it was, like, legitimately shocking. I mean, even now, I think we can still say he's not out of this yet.
No.
So, he's got to, like, get this going for a little bit. At least to get back to respectability. Just get out of Alan Craig territory, man, because that's where you are.
I'm saying he's out of it. I'm going to be bold and saying he's going to start hitting from here.
All right.
Going with it. I'm feeling it.
Is he going to go on a home run stretch?
No, he'll just, you know,
no, let's
hit,
not get
like,
crazy.
Hit like a normal person.
Okay.
It'll be like, whoa, remember when Chase Headley hadn't done anything for an entire month? Well, no more.
That's pretty bold.
It is bold. But he is 7 for his last 20, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, he has like a 295 batting average for the last like 5 games. It's huge.
Plus the 2-for-4 tonight.
That's a high number. Yeah. So it's even higher now. It's great. Things are happening. It's all coming up.
So Michael Pineda is bad.
Oh God.
Wow, we're not even like veering off slightly, just jumping right into Pineda.
Yeah, no. He's so bad.
How bad is he?
Terrible.
The worst.
You got it.
He's like
hot garbage.
Hot garbage. Like I am so over him. Like,
but I don't even understand it because it's like he's only bad at the beginning of the game, but he's so bad at the beginning
of
the game.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. It's like he throws all these shitty pitches that get hit, and he has no ability to, like...
He's like, huh?
He really is.
Anything.
He's like, how did that happen?
Yeah, he's very surprised that anything, any kind of play happens. And then after the first inning, he's just like, oh, okay, now I can pitch. And then he's great. I mean, like, a typical Pineda outing is, like, eight or nine strikeouts, six runs.
First two innings.
And, like, one walk. And you look at the box score and you're just like, what is this? But it's the type of thing where you just can't see without watching him that, like, he just gives up a ton of hits. He'll give up, like, 10 hits, 9 strikeouts, and lose the game. Because, you know, everything is in the zone, and
I think they were saying last night that he, like, showed up late to start his, like, warm-up on the field.
What?
Yeah. Pretty sure that's what they were saying last night. Or the other night, I guess.
Huh.
He started.
That's a negative.
Because Coney and them were talking about how, like, you never want to make your teammates wait. Apparently he didn't.
Rude.
Hmm.
Which just makes, is like, get your shit together.
What is going on with you, dog?
Like,
you know how he wiggles around on the mounds when he's pitching? Like, he's always, like, fidgeting and, like, shimmying. I sometimes picture is that that's the way he walks. He walks around just, like, shimmying.
Just cantering about the clubhouse, like.
It's like, dude, if you're gonna, like, suck for two whole innings and put the team down, like, 5 runs, like, the least you can do is make sure that you show up on time.
It's just like, I'm so over it. I'm over, like, rooting for this guy and knowing that it's never going to happen. Like, you had a little bit of a good showing at one point, but, like, it's over.
It's like Nova.
Yeah. And it sucks that the Yankees didn't do a goddamn thing this offseason, so they have no one to replace them with, so they have to wait, I don't know what, until July to hopefully maybe replace him if they're even in contention. Which, you know, it's the Yankees, so they're probably going to try to pretend they are as long as they can.
I don't know that they would replace them even if they had an option, though.
It's true. I don't even know if they would. I mean, considering that if you know, need a better starter, you'd probably go with Severino first to go. You know, if CC comes back healthy, Noah will be in the rotation with him, so.
But guys, he has a 390 xFIP.
What a great statistic.
That means that it's going to be okay, right?
Yeah.
We all have 390 xFIPs.
It's like how CC kind of had a really good xFIP for a few years there.
Wow, great xFIP.
Yeah.
CC doesn't have a good xFIP.
Oh my god, I hate that stat so goddamn much.
Everyone gives up homers at the same rate. Totally.
Let's just ignore half the things that happen. Because, you know, all home runs are just luck. Bad luck.
Yep. Yeah, the thing that's, like, really frustrating with Pineda is that, like, you know, he's good at getting all these pitches within the strike zone, generally. I mean, he has had a few uncharacteristically wild days this year, but he just has no command within the zone. It's just like, oh, meatball. Oh, yeah. My yeah. God. It's going out.
Oh, that was belt high down the middle? How did that end up in the seat?
Oh,
I don't know.
That dunked in for a hit? Oh, let me just, like, get all angry at my
pout around at the mound. It'll be great.
Pout on the mound. Wiggle my butt.
And it's like, how is this the same guy who struck out 16 guys in a game last year?
I mean, since that game, he's been
terrible. Yeah, I think it was terrible. Like, his ERA was like 5.3 or 5.4, and like 26 starts since then, and he had given up 26 homers. So it's like,
guys, you know how, like, when someone is getting ready to die, they have like one last burst of energy and they feel like really good? Maybe last Mother's Day was his, like, death invigoration. It's just like going downhill.
But he was pitching well before then too. You know?
Yeah, but that was like really good.
Yeah.
That was too good.
And everyone was a little like, too good.
Wait a
yeah.
minute.
It should have been suspicious. We should have all been suspicious at the time. But we were all like, oh my god, could he be a Cy Young winner?
And then it was like, no.
No.
I guess he's really turned the corner. Nah.
Just sit. We won the trade.
You sweet, sweet fools. You sweet.
Jesus fools. Montero is just too fat.
I mean, they still probably did win the trade.
Yeah.
PBH, sure. But
the way I compared it to on Twitter the other day when someone asked about it, like, yeah, they won the trade of getting punched in the face as better getting punched in the balls. Because that's what the Mariners got. Have a Hector Nwesi.
Is he even in baseball anymore? I don't even know.
I think he's in Korea.
Oh, my God.
And I think Jose Campos or Vicente Campos has, like, a 5-3 ERA.
He is not good.
Launch him into space because, like, I don't even care about
Remember
him.
Remember that time that the Yankees decided that they really needed to put him on the 40-man roster even though he had never pitched above Charleston? Then he needed Tommy John surgery and had to stay on the 40-man roster all season.
Yeah,
that was good times.
That was, you know, adventures in
good 40 man use of the 40. Good use of the 40.
I'm beginning to think that the Yankees are not very good at roster management.
What are you talking about? Jacoby Ellsbury is hanging in there.
Oh, back. God.
Just chilling.
Yeah, let's talk about Jacoby Ellsbury's DL thing.
They're so afraid to put anybody on the DL. They've done this for years.
Yeah, but this is like storylines from like 2012.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it
and
is.
Yet we're still talking about it.
Why are we just having this guy hang out if he's gonna be, you know, on the bench for like 10 days?
Guys, it's okay. Ellsbury's gonna be back any day now. And then they like show him running on the field. He's running at like snail's pace and then like does it one time. It's like, okay,
he's like, limping.
Yeah, he's coming back.
He did it two times, and then he walked off the field.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ow.
And it wasn't even like full speed. It was just like, you know.
My legs work. They exist.
It's amazing
I have not become
that
a double amputee. It's fine.
This is going to be a problem all season long. You guys know that, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
He's probably like done being good for the year.
He's probably done being good for his contract.
It's possible.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me...
Like, he'll go through these stretches where he's good for, like, a few weeks, but that's about it, you know?
Because then
he gets hurt, and then...
Yeah, lingers. Like, something happens, and then he heals, like, the anti-Wolverine. Like, whatever the opposite of that is, that's what he heals for.
Great nerd reference.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so mysterious why they wouldn't just play it safe by putting him on the DL, because he's not good at recovering from injuries. So just give him a little bit extra time, get Benny with the good hair up here, and just roll that.
I don't
understand. He'll be back any day now.
What about him seems like we need to get this guy back immediately. So like, if we get to have him 5 days sooner, it'll be all worth it. Like,
yeah, and then we'll stick him at the top of the lineup, and he'll probably go 1-for-5, maybe.
Exactly. It's not like you're missing like the key ingredient here. Like, God, let him go on the DL. They put A-Rod right on the DL.
Well, A-Rod's also like 40.
Also, they put
Ellsbury's like 75 in 20 years.
His body is 75 years old.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I swear, he like, needs the 60-day DL for, like, cutting himself shaving. Like, this is not going to heal anytime soon.
Same thing with, like, Teixeira. Like, I know he came back today and made a couple good plays in the field, so that helped.
But he's not hitting.
No, but he went 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts, and now he's under 200.
He hasn't been hitting.
No.
And it's bad.
Yeah, we'd be talking about it a lot more if Headley hadn't been hogging up all the stink. But
yeah. The good news is that I feel like if this continues, and I, you know, who knows, but if it continues, the whole, like, should the Yankees re-sign Teixeira thing kind of becomes less of an issue, which is probably a good thing because I really don't think they should do it.
I don't think he would.
Oh, I think he would. He's like every time someone like sticks a microphone in his face, he's like, I want to stay in New York so bad. But it's like,
and Gashman's
I don't think that they should, because he's going to get like a 3-year deal probably. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And like,
yeah, the Mariners will end up giving him a 3-year deal.
I think you could get at least a 2-year deal. I'm not sure if you'd get 3 years, especially if he's like kind of crappy this year. But I think
you might get an option.
Yeah, that's true.
For a third,
3 years, $45 million, Yankees with Beltran.
Oh.
Oh my god.
And like, more injury prone.
They'd probably actually do that if he came from another team.
It's true.
But the thing is, like, it looked like last year that it was going to be a really hard decision because he was hitting really well and stuff. But now I feel like...
Now he's poop.
I mean, it is possible that this is just, like, the Teixeira of old, where he's like, April, who cares? I don't show up for these. So maybe he'll turn it around, but...
It's possible.
That's true. I honestly completely forgot about that whole... storyline.
Even still,
probably because he kept getting hurt, and that became the more.
That's true.
Yeah, like if he's gonna have this like April siesta and be hurt like 5 times, like you gotta go, buddy.
Yeah, kind of over the Mark Teixeira experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there's still a good chance that he can turn it around this year, but. It is definitely uneasy. Although I will add that it would be uneasy a little bit going into 2017 with only Bird there.
I don't think it has to be only Bird.
No,
I think just like
it'll be
a
Bird.
High dollar veteran.
Let's get Dustin Ackley to back up.
Yeah, it'll be Bird and Dustin Ackley because you know if there's one thing that Ackley's good at, it's playing positions.
He is their Ben Zobrist of Ben Zobrist was a kneecap.
I swear to God, like, watching him play all these positions, it's like, can he play any of these things? He is so bad at everything.
It's somewhere. Like,
he's honestly really bad at every position he plays.
Somewhere.
And yet,
look out, Lance.
He,
like,
somehow he comes in for defensive replacements. And then he's, like, running around the outfield like he's never seen a fly ball before.
Well, I mean, when you're defensively replacing Carlos Beltran, all you really have to do is be able to move.
Sure.
Like, they're not asking for miracles out there. They're just asking for, like...
Go get the ball a little bit faster than this
don't
man.
Don't be old and dead.
Like, are you actually going to run after the ball? Okay, defensive replacement. Are you going to stand there and watch it roll by, Carlos? Okay.
You got this right, Kicks. Okay. just gonna
like that play where he had to like jump at the wall, like Beltran would have never. They'd been like,
I thought Beltran had a jumping catch today.
He did.
And
it wasn't as good. Yeah,
no, not at all.
Ackley actually robbed the home run, I think. But I can't believe the Mariners actually played him in center field. Like, holy shit. No wonder why the Mariners have sucked for so long.
That and Jack Cerenzik.
Jesus Montero? He's probably an outfielder. Let's just throw him in the outfield. Dustin Ackley's a center fielder. Like, they have no concept of any kind of defensive value. Good job, guys.
Whee!
Anyway, but Dustin Ackley's real bad. I kind of wonder how long he'll hang around the team if he's hitting this terribly. Like, I know he's a bench player, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he still has that... He's still under control for another year.
Yeah,
so
but if he's, like hitting, like... If he's hitting, like, Zoilo Almonte, then are they really going to keep him around?
Well,
I
mean...
I guess it depends on if they can stomach Ref Snyder.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's either Ackley or Ref Center because there's no one else to really, like, call up and, like, play that kind of a role. He's not really that important.
Yep.
I think maybe if he gets a little bit more regular playing time, he might hit.
No.
But
the Mariners really tried that.
Exactly. We've been there before. It already happens. And, like, I'm not even saying he would hit enough. I'm just saying he would probably actually hit the ball once in a while. But,
like, something like last September when he was playing a little bit more regularly.
Exactly. But, like, the Yankees don't really have a, like...
No, yeah, you're right.
Interchangeable pieces that they can just, like, oh, we don't need Ackley anymore. Let's just get this dude up.
I mean, that's kind, like, of how Ronald Torres made the team.
Exactly.
He's like, what are we going to do? Give it to Restider?
No. And hey, Restider is so good that they didn't
even... Don't spoil it.
What? What am I not spoiling?
The next part of the podcast.
Oh, excuse me. All right, I'll shut up now.
What's the next part of the podcast? We didn't talk about this.
That they're calling up Sanchez.
Oh, well, yeah.
He was just going into that they didn't call up Refsnyder because they called up Sanchez. He was going to ruin it, and now we have ruined it.
Well, I can delete I can delete this if you need me to go
back. Oh, this is broadcasting live?
Live from the PSA Bloggers Studios. In Atlanta, Georgia.
Thursday night.
Don't know what that noise was.
But yeah, like, it's pretty clear that Russ Snyder is sort of like a man without a home right now. Like, they're like, play second, play third, play right field. Maybe. DH, I guess.
He's a
Maybe they're trying to make him Ackley. And
they're trying.
Oh boy!
Yeah, get a new guy who can't play positions.
Guys, it's kind of really sad that he had to let go of them and be like, "Can I just go back to the outfield?"
I don't want to deal with the mean ground balls in my face.
Wait, did he actually ask?
Yes.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
What? Wait, what happened? Who said this?
They said it during a game. They're like, "Yeah, he didn't want to play third base."
Oh,
but,
God.
But he still has been playing a little bit.
He has, but they're like, yeah, he asked to go back to the outfield.
He's playing there because they're holding a gun to him from the dugout.
Refsnyder, blink twice if you're doing this against your will.
We'll save you.
Or at least some of the PSA commenters will.
But yeah, I mean... You know, they're calling up Sanchez, probably just a hit against the lefties coming up. Mm-hmm. Would they start him as catcher, or they would just DH him? Like, I don't really know.
I mean, they'll probably DH him he'll probably DH one game and let catch one game. I would assume.
Or even DH both,
or whatever.
Because like their lineup against lefties is terrible. So that's
All left-handed.
Right,
it's been terrible for years. Like, I just don't understand, like, this whole thing. Like, let's just get a bunch of lefty bats. It's like, okay, great.
Well, lefty bats because Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, of course, but you know.
And with A-Rod out, you're down a righty.
Yeah.
You have Starlin Castro.
Yeah. So it's you're relying on Starlin Castro, who is good, but other than that. Your only other...
Austin Romine.
Yeah, you're throwing Austin Romine out there.
And then you have switch hitters, but none of them are hitting.
I think, yeah. Like, so basically it's like Carlos Beltran maybe can do
something. But he is better from the other side, isn't he?
I think you're right, yeah.
He's not great against lefties. Like, they've been doing a thing where they were... Earlier in the season, they were benching Gardner for Hicks. And it was like, why? Because he's hit... Beltran, lefty's better than Beltran has in the last couple of years. But
Hicks has weirdly been better against lefties than he has righties, even though last year he was, like, the most bad against lefties.
Do you mean the other way around?
Oh, I guess I do.
Yeah, because he's a righty.
Yeah, but...
That's why they got him to hit lefties.
Okay,
He's a switch hitter.
He has hit... the side that he was not supposed to hit better so far.
He's hit righties, is what you're saying?
I think so.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah, he's batting .296 against righties and .136 against lefties.
Yeah, not what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's the exact opposite.
I was just wrong about which side it was.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's a switch hitter, but they ostensibly brought him in to replace the Chris Young role, so.
Yeah. So, he's doing really well against right-handers, really not well against left-handers.
Maybe they fixed him, but like...
You're in reverse. They fixed him, but broke the other thing.
They went too far.
He also has not hit on the road at all, FYI.
Nope. All right, probably because he only started playing, like starting fairly recently. And that was on this homestand, so.
Because Ellsbury, woo!
Ellsbury did.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, last year with Beltran, he hit better against righties than lefties. Mm-hmm. So that's the answer to that question. It does seem that Kix is playing a little bit better now that he's getting the regular playing time, and maybe whenever Ellsbury comes back, they have to like factor that in a little bit more. I don't know. Maybe that was just like small sample size in April. That was one of the reasons he wasn't hitting, but maybe he just needs a little bit more regular time.
The hilarious thing is that Ellsbury should probably be sitting for some games, but they'll never do that.
No.
Actually, he is not better against lefties for his career.
No,
he's slightly better against righties, but it's very close.
I mean, he's the guy they always sit against for lefties.
That's right, yeah, right. Okay.
So it's very close, but he's been slightly better against right-handers. But this year, he is not hitting lefties, like, at all. Like, it's he's batting .176.
Yeah.
Woo!
Against the lefties.
And Ronald Torres, it seems, has, like, he's ended up in a lot of these lineups against lefties.
Because
they've sometimes sat DD. Well, they've also sometimes sat DD.
Yeah.
There's a lefty. And Didi's only recently started hitting, too. He was off to kind of a bad start.
Yeah.
But he did homer.
Homer.
He did.
Bama.
Not enough Bamas. Which is really the story of the United States.
I'm a little bummed that Ben Gamel is gone.
Yeah. R.I.P. Benny with the good hair.
What could have been?
You burned so bright.
Would you like to say any words, Tanya?
I want his hair to come back.
Just bring his hair back.
Did his hair get any hits when he was up here?
Yeah.
He got one hit.
Okay. All right.
And then he scored the one run and had that flow, you know?
Yeah.
The hair that melted 1,000 hearts.
It's so good. And like, everybody's like, he needs to cut it. And I'm like, you need to grow
it. Get out.
You need to take a chill pill. We're bringing that back.
But seriously, though. Mm. Like, calm down. It's okay.
Yeah, you know, it's like, it's amazing considering that, you know, the Yankees have this hair policy. That they even allowed his hair to be that long in the first
place. Well, I think it's as long as it doesn't touch your collar.
Yeah.
It's okay, and his was, like, right above that. Mm-hmm.
But, like, Darnell McDonald with his bag of hair.
Oh, God, that was so gross.
His bag of turds. that he wanted to keep.
Oh, no.
What do you think he's doing with that bag of hair right now?
He probably got it, like, weaved back on.
Ugh.
Yeah, can you just reattach this?
Because they didn't keep him that long. He was probably like, it's
no.
So fun, just put it back on.
they abducted him from the Red Sox for a series, and then he didn't
reattach. Reattach.
Then they kicked him out.
Just rubber band it back on.
It's not dead yet.
All hair is dead. What's the difference?
Oh my God. How did we get from the Yankees lefty lineup to Darnell McDonald?
Hair.
Darnell.
Hair. But, yeah, their lefty lineup is bad. So, hopefully Gary Sanchez can help provide a spark to that, because he's got some Bama power. He had, like, 5 homers already. and just hitting really well, slugging even better than he did in AAA last year. So perhaps he will do something. That would be cool.
Pretty good.
And he might not even be up for that long. I'm not sure how long they're going to roll the three catchers on the bench thing.
Probably not long, considering that none of them can play a different position.
Nope.
Well, I mean, because I think at this point they've pushed his free agency back another year.
Yeah, that's part of it, too.
So I don't know what the plan is here. Like, are we bringing him up now, or are we just, like, throwing him up here for a couple minutes?
I don't think they're calling him up permanently because, I mean, Roman's doing fine, and they probably just want Sanchez to just, like, sit around twiddling his thumbs.
I think they're just taking advantage of the fact that they could use him now, and maybe they'll do this at other points in the season when they're facing a few lefties at a time.
Yeah.
He can be on the Scranton shuttle, too. Hang out with Nick Goody and Tyler Olson.
And a broken Slade
Heathcote. Oh, God.
The corpse of Slade Heathcote.
We should never be on Slade Watch, because it always means he's dead.
Slade Watch is actually just Death Watch.
It's really depressing, because you never find him. You're waiting for him, and he never gets there.
What I really need is someone to Photoshop Slade with, like, the Lannister eye stones.
Okay. I'll add that to my to-do list.
Yeah, that's what I need to happen.
A fever took him.
I mean, honestly, you could probably do the same with Jacoby Ellsbury. So.
Yes.
Make it a series.
Oh, my God.
Why are you all hurt? Why?
And now his watch has ended. Oh, God.
Watch continues to end.
Well, yeah, and we've already had two people that were already on the Scranton shuttle go down with Tommy John surgery, right?
Okay, but, like, if you were, like, tight with the Lord of Light, who would you actually want him to bring? Because
Greg Bird.
Oh, of course, Greg Bird. I was thinking of, like, people who had gotten hurt over the course of the season.
Oh, Caprillion. Okay. Oh, Caprillion's kind of far off, but I guess for the general sense that we don't want him to be dead. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, but Greg Bird, the obvious answer there.
In the non-Bird category and in the only major leaguers category, I don't know. I guess CeCe. This is weird.
Man. Times are dark.
I don't even know if it, can we even say A-Rod? Because A-Rod was only kind of up and down, too. I don't know. But so was CeCe. I don't know. They're both old, mysterious. Ugh. They're the three-eyed ravens of this team. Don't really know what their deal is.
I like this Game of Thrones tangent here. Yes. Into it.
CeCe Sabathia is Max von Sydow. Now who needs to pitch better? Luis Severino.
Yes.
Because he's been almost as bad as Pineda. And
Well, he's kind of got the same issue. He kind of just throws everything in the middle of the zone, and he used to be able to just, like, gun it past everyone. But he really can't in the big leagues. And I wrote an article about it a little while ago, and something that was said on the broadcast during one of the starts really was interesting, that, like, Paul O'Neill was talking about that everything he threw was either a strike or a ball right out of his hand. There's no in-between. It's not like there's a moment where you think, oh, this could be a strike, let me swing at that. The batter knows what it's going to be because it's not going anywhere. It's coming 95 miles an hour, but it's going right into the zone, so he knows to swing or not. You know, there's no deception, so he's got to work on something. And I think I also heard that, like, there wasn't as much movement on, like, one of his pitches. I forget what. Also, in my article, I wrote that he doesn't have that big of a difference between his fastball and his changeup.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Yeah.
you know, I think you normally need about like maybe like 10 miles an hour ish difference to like really make it effective, and he's like at like 6 or something, which was down from last year, so like it's not that great. He said, he also said that he knows that that's a problem, and I think because he's amped up or something, that he overthrows his changeup, maybe? I don't know. So, if it's...
Hey, dog, maybe stop.
Yeah, calm the fuck down. Maybe, if it's something as simple as that, then maybe he can hopefully fix that.
Yeah, the average velocity on his changeup has been 88.5, and his fastball is 95.5. So that's, like, 7. That's not enough, as you said. So, he needs to, like, you know, not be as amped up, slow the game down a little bit. I mean, it's a cliche, but...
Yo, dude, chill.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the good thing is that in his last start, after the bit of a shaky beginning, he pitched better, got more strikeouts, and Joe Girardi did say he thought he saw some developments, but, you know, he'll say whatever he wants after the game. At this point, the nice thing about, like, Severino versus Pineda is that, like, at least this is, like, Severino's, he only had 11 career starts before this year, so he's still, like, learning this whole big league pitching thing, and you know, it's just a process, and it's a bit of a pain to watch him struggle, but hopefully he'll get through it soon so people can stop saying just send him down to Scranton. Because
he had a decent start the other day.
Yeah,
it might have not have been his last one. I forget which one, but he did have a, you know, he gave up a couple runs, but after that he was pretty solid.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's not like he's getting torn apart.
Well, the thing is, like, sending him down to Scranton makes it to where we don't have to, like, watch him, like, not be great, but it doesn't actually do anything for him because he's just going to go down there and dominate them. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, there's nothing for him to work on.
Exactly. Like, this is, everyone wants younger players to be given a chance. Well, unfortunately, part of that is growing pains. And sending him to AAA to let him, you know, dominate some AAA batters is not going to help him out. So it's really important that he figure this out at the big league level, even though that means kind of, you know, shifting in your seat during his starts for a while. Mm-hmm. This is the price of younger players.
And you don't want to get into that routine. You don't want to get into that routine like they did with Nova a few years back where they, like, when he started to suck... I mean, they had to send him down because, well, for one, Nova never had the potential that Severino did. But, like, it took Nova going down to the minors to be like, oh, wait, I can be a little bit better again. Then he'd come back and pitch better. But you don't really want to get into that habit. So just deal with it, people.
I mean, it's just, like, you can't have it both ways. You can't have younger players and not go through their inevitable growing pains. You know, not everyone is Mike Trout.
Damn.
It's unfortunate, but it's the world that we live in. But everybody wants, like, the young players to come up and just be amazing.
Let the kids play.
And it's like, well, that's not actually how that works. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Tanaka has been very good.
He has been.
He's been very good.
Yes.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Which is good, because... man, it was looking bleak for a while.
he, you know, coming into the season, I wasn't really exactly sure how good he would be, because he just seems like everything is up in the air with him. But, you know, he's been great. He's been exactly what the rotation needed in the early goings, like when no one was pitching well. He was still going strong. He's been really good. I wouldn't say that necessarily he's been like dominating, but you don't need that to be effective.
No. And he's done a good job of cutting down on the home runs, and they've talked on the broadcast about like how in his approach he's like doing a little bit to like take some of off the pitch and not have it go as, like, hang out and over the middle of the plate or, like, flat out as much. So
I think he's big plus. He's there. Throwing less of his fastball.
Mm-hmm. That too.
Which has been, like, crushed.
Yeah.
So I think this is the season where he's really adapting to, you know, he knew what he had coming into MLB, and now he knows what MLB hitting is doing to his pitches, and he's kind of adapting from there. And I think that he has enough weapons. He's always had enough pitches that he can kind of mix and match with what is working and what isn't. And so, you know,
unlike some Michael Pineda's, you just no idea what he's doing.
Throw the ball. Does he even have different pitches? I think he just throws it.
If Michael Pineda is the science dog from that one image, I don't know what I'm doing.
Michael Pineda is science dog.
Yeah, but, you know, Tanaka has been very sharp, even though he's, like, and he's been able to do it without really getting as many strikeouts as we're really used to him, but that's still just fine, because he's smart, and he's able to work through these lineups and study these hitters and find out what works best against them and what doesn't, so. And what's different about, like, Pineda, because he has good control, but he also has good command, because they don't really hit him that well, and he still keeps his walk rate down. So, take notes, Michael.
He has been like the most victimized by the offense being terrible.
Oh my god, yeah,
it's been so bad.
Hey, he's only 1-0. What kind of ace is he?
Yeah, well, look at your offense being terrible.
He was the starter in that game against the Orioles where they...
Yes!
Right? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
For what?
The 1-0 loss to the Orioles.
Yeah, he pitched 8 shutout innings against the Orioles and got...
And they lost.
Because poop emoji.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the start against the Orioles was really his only shaky start this year. Other than that, he's been pretty great. Eovaldi's been kind of... Eovaldi. What else can you say?
It's Eovaldi.
Eovaldi?
Eovaldi.
Okay.
Eovaldi.
All right.
I mean, he did have that no-hit bid in Texas.
He did, yeah, which is why he's been up and down. You know, he'll do that, but then he'll have a start like today where it's just like, okay, he didn't fall apart, but that wasn't really good. I don't know.
Oh, so here's the thing I just read. They're going to start playing Jorge Mateo at second base.
Huh?
Why?
Because I'm imagining they're about to send him up to Trenton, and they will probably want Tyler Wade to also play shortstop.
That's dumb. Mateo should take priority, like, over pretty much anyone.
Maybe. I mean, it's possible that maybe they like him more. They want to see what he has to offer from second base versus shortstop. I don't know.
I think they're just going to switch off. That one will play second, one will play shortstop.
Kind of well, like, when you already have Tyler Wade, who has played second base, I don't really understand why you don't see
him. I don't know.
Well,
That's just what is being reported.
Well, then I'm sure Wade can still play some second base too, but I mean, I don't think it necessarily hurts Mateo to get some other time, and maybe they see something in his defense at shortstop that is a little concerning. I don't know.
I mean, that's like the only thing, but like, to me, it's like his defense hasn't been that great, so I would rather him stay at shortstop and like work through that, because he's obviously more valuable as a shortstop.
Sure.
Sure, I mean, that's what you want, but if maybe he's not offering that, not everyone stays at shortstop, so.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, like, maybe they don't think that he will or something. I'm just saying that, like, that's the first that we've really heard of that.
Mm-hmm. It could be also, like, they want to promote him, but they don't see enough in Wade to promote him to AAA yet, maybe? I don't know. But how will this affect Cito's playing time?
Oh no, the tough
he did hit home runs the other day.
Well, home run singular, I'm sure. I refuse to believe in a world with Cito Culver homered twice in a game. Okay, Cito has one home run on the season, so.
What were you talking to me about?
Because it sounded like you said he had home runs the other day.
Oh, whatever. I think he had two home runs maybe in like 1 week.
No, he's homered once this year.
Oh, okay, never mind.
You were scaring us. We thought that Cito had like morphed into a different body momentarily.
Maybe they're envisioning some sort of infield master plan down the line with Didi and Castro and Mateo.
Move somebody to third. Somebody.
No.
Maybe.
No one can play third except for Rep Snyder.
And Miguel Andujar.
But seriously, like, we need to find somebody to play third.
Who is playing third in Scranton right now? Cosma? Oh. Hey.
Ref Snyder. Sometimes.
Okay.
He stands there. I don't know
that he... Ow, my face. Can I go back to the outfield? No!
Sometimes you play third base, and sometimes third base plays you. And
sometimes the ball hits you in the face.
Snyder's been on the business end of third base.
Kaboom.
A few times.
That's sad. He probably, like, tries to hide his tears from his teammates.
Guys, he probably hates his life. Like...
Remember,
wouldn't you?
Remember when he's like, Ben Gamble, yeah.
What?
When Gamble got promoted, he tweeted, Ben Gamble, and I said that it was probably like the guy eating cereal, like yelling at the TV. Ben Gamble? Instead of me?
Is that a cereal?
That pork.
It looks like cereal. It's like a bowl.
I thought it was. Wow. Maybe he will be something someday, but who knows?
Probably not to the Yankees.
Aaron Judge has 7 home runs.
I like him.
He's strong.
He's good. I enjoy him.
And
yeah,
I think they're taking their time with him, and that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to see that he's actually hitting AAA pitching because. That was concerning for a hot second. But there's really no need to rush him because there's very little way that they will need him this year. Because, like, if somebody gets hurt, Gamble or Slade, if he's alive, or...
Slade is never alive.
Who are those other children?
If Mason rises from the dead.
Yeah.
Everybody dead. But yeah, they don't need Judge right now. They don't need him.
There's little reason for them to bring him up this year. So they can sit around and wait for him to hopefully stop striking out all the time.
Well, they... I mean, I could see them bringing him up in September, maybe. He does have to go on the 40 this winter.
I mean, I think he's going on the 40 anyway, because pretty much assume that he's going to start as the right fielder.
Yeah, actually, like, it wouldn't stun me if they did, like, a Greg Bird deal with him this year, where he came up in August, and they tried to get a bit of an extended look at what he could do at the major league level, with the plan that he would take over for Beltran next year.
But they don't have to.
No, they don't have to, but...
If he's, like, not doing well or whatever, it's not like...
Exactly.
It's not like I have to push him right now.
He's doing good now, so it's like, you know, if he continues hitting, then sure. But yeah, I mean, there's no real reason to bring him up, unless it's just like to give him some kind of playing time.
Like, they have enough bodies. They need to, like, oh, it's an emergency, we need an outfielder, guess we gotta call up Judge. Like, they have options.
Well, it is a little interesting that they chose to call up, like, Sanchez for this brief little thing and not Judge. I mean, Judge is not on the roster, so they'd have to make a move, but I'm sure they could.
Yeah.
But the fact, because Judge offers more, like, defensive versatility right on this bench than, like, say, Gary Sanchez would. But I think Sanchez is also more polished. Sanchez, I think, is a little bit more polished at this point than Judge. He still strikes out a ton. But that might just, I mean, that's probably just going to be who he is, and it's just a matter of, like, cutting down on the flailing on break.
I mean, he's a huge guy. He's gonna strike out.
Yeah,
like,
Like,
he's a huge power bat.
I think Giancarlo strikes out a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, when people said that, you know, when they drafted him, that he's basically has the potential to be like a three true outcome hitter. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
I think he's a little better than that.
I think so too. I mean, because I mean, you know, we all thought he was just gonna be a blind power hitter, and then when, you know, he started playing, he was actually like hitting in the gaps and like not really hitting a lot of home runs. And I think a lot of people were surprised at how you know, well he is as a hitter as opposed to just like a big
as opposed to Pete O'Brien.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I think like once he makes the jump to the majors, that kind of, I think he'll fall a little bit because major league pitchers are going to be able to strike him out even easier. Mm-hmm. But I think he'll still be able to hit enough to like kind of stay regular. I think he's going to be a pretty decent fielder. He's got a good arm, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, he's another one where people are going to kind of have to stomach some growing pains because he's going to come up, and as a big power guy, he's probably going to strike out a lot. And, like, it's not going to do any good to be like, oh, send him back down, when it's like, that's not what he needs to learn. He needs to learn how to hit these breaking balls, recognize these breaking balls, like...
And, like, that's what they've been working on this year. And, you know, they had, like, I don't know who it was, some coach say that, like, he's been doing really well in regards to, you know, identifying pitches and laying off what's shitty and what's not, you know.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what he needs to be working on now. Like, we know he can hit. We know he can hit home runs. There's no problem with that. He just needs to work on identifying, you know, off-speed pitches and, you know, adjusting, and he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Can I give you a Peter O'Brien update, by the way?
Oh, God.
He's slugging .652 in AAA, you know, PCL, and he has 2 walks in 119 plate appearances.
Sounds about right.
Classic Pete.
Attaboy.
It's a good thing the Diamondbacks took him. Mm-hmm. You know, they have so much...
Got to get him in there where he cannot DH.
Need that DH guy in a non-DH spot.
Weren't they, like, still trying to have him catch or something?
Yeah, they also put him in the outfield. Like,
I guess where else are you going to put him? They put Trumbo in the outfield, so...
God.
Mysterious, dude. You know what we haven't talked about? We haven't really talked about, like, the bullpen. Which is, like, the best part of
the
team.
Thing.
Oh, fuck those guys.
See, we've been yelling. We didn't need to yell about the bullpen.
You can say good things.
The bullpen's a thing, except that one guy.
I do like Dellin Betances and Andrew Miller.
Yep, those guys are good.
Kirby Yates has been surprisingly solid. Jason Shreve was good for, like, a week, and then he went back to September Shreve.
Yeah, what happened? He's, like, been completely ignored. I was actually wondering that, like, the last couple days. I'm like, wait a minute. Shouldn't, like, Shreve be somewhere in
Shreve.
The...
Shreve?
Shrevy?
Shreve.
You know, in the mix somehow, and, like, he's not. Yates has, like, usurped his role.
Yep. Well, I guess
that's what you get for sucking.
For giving up homers like every other appearance. Yeah, that'll happen.
Oh, yeah, he had that one shitty appearance, and then he was, like, done. It's like, oh, now you're mop-up duty for Chapman.
But
congrats.
I'm not convinced that Shreve is totally dead yet. Maybe he's just in, like, an off patch. Hopefully that's it. But, I mean, Yates has been a nice little surprise. Barbado was good for a little bit until he's like, oh, maybe not. But I think that's like kind of like the same thing with all these like AAA relief types guys like Barbado, Goody, Rumbelow when he was healthy. They're just kind of floating around, but that's the reason that they're not as good relief prospects as some of the others, you know.
So. Like Lindgren, who's dead.
Hmm? Oh, man. R.I.P.
Who?
Lindgren.
Oh, yeah, Lindgren. Man, what happened to that guy?
Dearly departed.
I like how we're already saying, what happened to that guy? Like, he's been in the organization, what, this is his third year in the organization?
It's tough out there, man.
And it's like, whatever happened to that guy?
Well, it's because, like, you know, he was, like, strikeout factory, and then he debuted, and then he broke, and then he forgot what a strike zone was.
Yeah, the strikeout factory opened for business, and as soon as they opened the doors, everything exploded.
It was Chernobyl in the strikeout.
It's like, oh, welcome to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. That, like, melts down as soon as you enter.
Yes. Well, maybe he'll figure it out. Or maybe he won't. Whatever. He's a reliever. Relievers are relievers. And Aroldis Chapman is a fellow person.
Yeah, he comes in and gives up a run in his first appearance like a dick.
And he pitched well in the other two, and... Yeah.
Dellen's great.
Don't at me either. Like, I don't care.
Love Dellen.
Dellen is a good fellow who deserves, like, all of our hugs.
Like, y'all think I'm kidding. Do not at me about Aroldis Chapman. Yes. I do not want to hear
You can at me, though.
At Jason.
He will
talk to you about it. I will not.
Director of Pinstripe Valley, Aroldis Chapman, complains to at Jason
Double Cohen. We can discuss
your wrong opinions about this.
Aroldis Chapman. If this was a television show right now, there would be a flashing phone number at the bottom of the screen. Call 1-800.
Call 1-800 Jason Nottana.
It's a long phone number.
Jason is my comment bouncer.
Don't at me.
No, really, don't do it.
Don't, whatever you do, don't at me. But you can at me. It'll be fine. It'll be great.
Because, like, people were like, "How long until he hits his next girlfriend?" I'm just like, you are a terrible person.
Who says that?
People on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like, you are bad.
Mm-hmm.
We are making jokes about this. This is
why I don't want you to at me about this.
You can at Tanya about Andrew Miller, though.
Yes. Love him. You can at me all day about Andrew. In fact, please at me about Andrew Miller and how he should still be the closer.
I'm actually, like,
at
really...
Jason, if you think... challenge.
Just want to say, for the record, I don't think that Chapman should be the closer. I just don't understand. Like, I mean, it'd be one thing if it was, like, you know, good reliever who was never a closer, who's filling in for an injured guy, is now being usurped by the actual closer. But that's not what is happening. Andrew Miller was the incumbent closer.
Well, like, Andrew Miller has set up before, and Chapman hasn't, so, like...
Don't tell people that Chapman has set up before. That's what he did before he closed.
But, like...
Those are just details.
I just don't understand, like, why this needed to happen.
Because,
like, you know.
The reason is because Aroldis Chapman would throw a hissy fit, and Andrew Miller is mature enough to not.
Oh,
exactly. Exactly. Absolutely. And it's like, why are we bending over backwards for a guy that we just got, and he was suspended?
Because throws fastballs hard.
Oh, my God. Except that also he's a bag of dicks.
God, we are going to get so many.
Also, this is just a purely performance-based criticism. He walks dudes. Andrew Miller does not walk dudes. And
yeah, he's one of those
relievers who walk dudes. I don't care how many strikeouts he gets, because Andrew Miller gets strikeouts too.
Y'all remember when D-Rob was out there walking everybody in the ninth and how it was like heart palpitations? Well, enjoy that. Don't at me.
Yo, don't at me.
Yeah.
I mean,
so that's so just as a reminder, if you want Andrew Miller to be closer, at Tanya, if you want Aroldis Chapman to be closer, at Jason, and if you want Kirby Yates to be closer, at me, because I'd like to talk to you.
And never the three shall meet.
Hooray.
So.
And if you are a Nova Stan, then at Matt, then at Matt Forensic.
Yes. He will speak to you.
Oh God, Von Nova. What a that guy. That's
now that we have laid out who you should speak to. I mean, think of it as like dialing an extension.
Yes.
These are our extensions. For Andrew Miller.
You know, I'm gonna say that kind of is weird. Like, CC Sabathia was good.
He was good. So strange.
And and we need that. Come back.
We were sad that he got hurt. Can we just discuss that? Because that was a thing that happened.
Yeah.
We were all like in a depression on Slack.
Even though everyone's like, "Oh, LOL, Sabathia hasn't been useful in like 9 years." But, like,
when the replacement is Nova.
Get with the times. He was actually good this year. I don't know what he did, but.
Believe in the magic good. Knee brace.
Yeah, it's a knee brace because, you know, ever since he got that thing, he's been real good. I was about to write an article about it, and then he got hurt. So it was, like, not relevant anymore.
Although, it does seem like he's recovering and should come back and hopefully displace Nova ASAP. So that is good.
I think it's all about the knee brace.
Except, can we just, like, discuss for 1 second that Nova actually wasn't, like, a flaming pile of bad?
No, here's an idea. If he has, like, another decent start, how about we just put Pineda in the bullpen? Because I don't want to deal with that guy.
They can send him down. I'm telling you guys.
I don't know if I'm blue.
He has an option.
I'm not sure. I don't know if they can. I don't know. He might, but I feel like a beat writer would... said something about it. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he has an option. Pretty sure, you guys.
Well.
I mean, I'd love it if he did, because, like,
get out of my face.
Get out of my face.
No, really. Like
you are making us consider a Von Nova. Do you know how bad of a crime that
Seriously?
is?
At this point, all we gotta do is Agawa him.
Okay.
Never see him again.
Guys. Greg Bird just posted a picture of his bird bullhead on Instagram.
His what?
Oh, the bird bullhead.
Him and the egg. Somebody needs to get me one of those. If you can get me one, at me, okay? You can at me for that. Yeah.
Tanya, are you on Instagram?
Yeah.
You are?
I am.
Oh, hey.
But yeah, like, holler at your girl if you can get her a bird bullhead.
Bird bullhead.
Because
can't you just
you would be my best friend.
Can't you just deploy Sean to get it? Isn't he in Pennsylvania?
That's
true. That's not close.
Oh, that's like 3.5 hours.
It is. It is actually because I've done a pretty similar car ride to that before. So
yeah, boyfriend.
Someone needs to help us out here.
Yeah.
Well, Matt and Greg will ostensibly be there, so. Make sure. Grab an extra one on the way out.
So what you should do is you should go to the game and you should at Greg and tell him that you have a bird bullhead for Tanya and he will make sure that I get it.
Is that the official?
You don't even have to name? You don't even have to mail it to me. I'll get it.
Don't at my mailing address.
I'm just saying, Nick, I can make this real easy for you.
Oh man, look at him! It looks there just it like is. Him.
Yeah.
Da da da. He's... Selfie.
And the bird hatching out of the egg. It's
okay. Remember that time that
it looks nothing like him.
How do I reblog on Instagram? I don't even know these things.
God, I don't know.
You have to like download a extension something or other.
Oh, never mind.
Remember that time that Greg Bird joined Twitter the first time.
And you chased him off, yeah.
And it was,
no, and then it turned out to be Aaron Judge the whole time.
Andrew just just save the picture and then repost it and then just be like, reblog. Okay, good. That's how you do it. I almost called you Aaron because Jason just said Aaron. That's Aaron, not your name.
Aaron Mearns.
The alter ego. One person comments on it, dope shit. And I agree with you, Swag with Chris. That is dope shit.
Yes.
I remember when Greg Bird first got on social media and he was like, let me take you on a tour of my life.
Yes, that was adorable.
That was great.
He was so good at Twitter. He was the natural of Twitter.
Y'all, I don't know if I can like accurately describe my love for Greg Bird. I don't know if I can express my love for Greg Bird enough. Like, he's my desktop background.
Remember when he posted a picture of like a bird grabbing like a fish and he's like, got fish.
Yeah. Love that guy.
I wish I could be friends with him in real life.
I know. I feel like we would be friends because he once hit 3 home runs for me.
He did. Yeah. Oh my god. He hit 3 home runs for you.
Yeah.
Shit.
He probably remembers that.
Did you guys think that there was going to be a podcast that didn't come up? Because
I thought I'd heard that once before, but I'm glad you refreshed my memory.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Damn.
You are welcome.
Spent a summer in Charleston, SC. Still one of the places I've been. I think you meant to say best places, but that's okay.
Whatever. Forgive you.
Don't criticize
do this.
Him.
Don't do this.
He wrote what he meant, okay?
Oh my god.
Don't at him.
He's just interpreting it wrong.
Don't at Greg Bird.
Never at Greg Bird.
Don't come at him right now.
Don't come at Greg Bird. Never do that. You think you want to do that, but don't do it.
Don't ever at me or my Greg Bird ever again.
Now I can't stop envisioning that. An image of like him holding the bird egg. Don't ever talk to me or my son again.
Oh, that's not actually what I was picturing. I was picturing Tanya with a miniature version of Greg Bird.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was talking.
That's what I was picturing.
Yeah. Me holding a tiny Greg Bird.
Not even as a bobblehead, just him.
Yeah, just tiny Greg Bird.
What some Yankee fan posted a picture of him with Greg Bird somewhere in New York. That's some shit.
What a dick.
We can't all be so lucky to meet Greg Bird on the streets. Oh, man.
But here's the thing, like, even if I did see Greg Bird on the streets, like, I would be way too nervous to be like, hey, you want to take a picture?
I wonder what I'd do. I think I'd just scream Greg Bird.
And he'd run.
Greg Bird!
You'd run.
Just start, like, cacawing at him.
What are you? It's you.
Here, Birdie. Here, Birdie.
It's like, oh, god damn it.
I'd offer him some bread. Some seed.
So to say he's not a duck.
You just yell from across the street, you are the word!
Greg Bird, I love you!
Sir, the word.
And he starts, like, running the other way. Security, please help.
Okay. Well, as always, the podcast has come back to Greg Bird, because where else?
That's what we do.
Where else would it go? Is there anything else you want to talk about, or should we just wrap this up?
I think
we've kind of gone through everything.
Yep.
Wrap it up, Fox.
Yep. Okay.
Also, it's 1:38 in the morning.
It is.
I'm aware.
Well, they're not aware. Maybe they think it's like 6 p.m.
Maybe.
They need to know that it's
6 p.m. You know what? I bet the Yankees are going to win tonight. By 7-3, I'm thinking. And then they're going to call up Gary Sanchez.
I'm going to make money on that.
Whoa.
You heard it here first.
No, they didn't.
Maybe the podcast notification is the first thing they get. And they're like, oh, the Yankees have won a baseball game yesterday. Now yeah. I know. So
good night.
You can follow us on Twitter at Pinstripe Alley, at Tania Bondurant, at Jason Double O Cohen, and at Mern's PSA. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/PinstripeAlley. You're on Instagram, instagram.com/PinstripeAlley. And go follow Greg Bird at underscore GBird33. Yes.
Nice. That's it. I am on all social media. Follow me on all social media. Every social media you have, follow me on it.
Go connect with Jason on LinkedIn.
And then Jason, are you doing the Snapchat?
I have it. I don't really do any Snapchats. I just kind of.
Then you're just gonna get like dick
snaps. I haven't gotten one yet, so
we
know.
Go when this podcast goes up.
You're still hoping.
Oh god.
Oh good lord.
At Jason with your dick pics.
But you know, if you have any Chapman or all the Chapman opinions, you know, at me on any channel on any social media, at me on LinkedIn, at me on Google Plus.
Send me a carrier pigeon.
Carrier pigeon, the latest app.
MySpace.
I do have a MySpace profile.
Shoot me something on my Hotmail account.
You can Periscope me. It'll be good.
Zanga is happening.
Yes. Oh, is that back up again?
Yeah.
Damn. Tumblr me. Can you Tumblr someone?
I don't know.
You can reblog people.
Yeah.
Reblog.
Find reblog me on GarageBand. My band is just me talking. leave an iTunes comment.
There we go.
If you want.
Message me on WeChat.
Tell us how much you enjoy listening to our sweet, sweet audio stuff.
I'm on WhatsApp.
Yes.
I'm actually not on WhatsApp, so don't talk to me there.
I had WhatsApp, but, like, it started telling me it was going to charge me money, so I was like...
Yeah, over that. Thank you, now.
I'm on Untappd. You can...
Yes.
You can toast my beers.
You can toast...
Friends. Oh, damn.
You can toast my beers, too, if you'd like.
Don't do it.
I post great beers. All
I
right.
do, too. I do too.
I know, I'm not denying that.
I was once on Untappd, but then I gave up because...
Because he sucks.
I don't need to chronicle my excessive drinking.
Well, you can... Y'all can come on Untappd and discuss Tropicalia with Tanya and me.
Yeah. So.
At them so there.
Yes.
You can at them. If you have your Aroldis Chapman opinions, at Tanya...
No! Do not.
Untappd.
Do not do it.
You can comment on her beer selection. Be like, yo, Chapman. Nice beer, but Chapman.
No. Don't ruin my beer.
Okay.
I think
you can comment.
That settles.
You can comment on the beer with, it's Miller time, as long as it's not
Miller.
Yeah.
Nice. I
don't like
that.
No, I don't either. But you can still comment. It's a nice gesture.
Yes.
Alright, and on that very, very, very confusing note.
It's not. There's nothing confusing about it. You know, just follow me.
Follow Jason around New York.
Just follow me.
Take pictures of him in the bleachers.
Oh, yeah. Let me actually start paying people to do that.
Alright, I think we're about done here. Bring back Benny.
We're delirious.
Bring back Benny with the good hair. Because it's everything better.
Before I forget... If you are a person that has created a fake account about Ben Gamel's hair...
Or anything, really.
Or really anything where you're pretending to be a thing, stop what you're doing.
Just never
parody account. Just never do it. Because it's just not a thing. Just stop. You know, if you want to, like, go out and, like, make your own fake account, make this whole, like, big thing, fine. But but do it on something that's actually going to be relevant for more than 3 days. We don't need Ben Gamble hair, Nunez's helmet, Girardi's binder, you know, Teixeira's butt.
is there Teixeira's butt?
We don't need that. And I swear to God, though, if someone makes Teixeira's butt now, you have to give me at least, you know, you got to give me some royalties here. Anyway.
Need the royalties off Teixeira's behind there.
I mean, if you want to make a fake account where you're just, like, pretending to be Mark Teixeira, sure. Maybe I can, like, okay, that's fine. But if you're going to be, like, yeah, Mark Teixeira's butt does not need an account. Oh, also, actually, I should take that back, because there was a one time that someone made a parody account that was, like, pretending to be, what was his name? Preston Claiborne.
Oh my god, yeah, that's right, I forgot about that.
Preston Claiborne Esquire, the Twitter account.
Yes.
That was, like, hilarious for, like, 4 seconds.
And then,
negative funny.
And then you tweeted at him that he was dumb and he got upset.
Yeah, I think so. I said, you know, go away. And he was like, no, it's funny. I'm funny. And no. Just, don't embarrass yourself. Just don't embarrass yourself. That's what I'm saying.
Twitter. Don't embarrass yourself. That should be their tagline.
That needs to be their slogan, because, you know, no one's listening to that. No one listens to that tagline.
Never.
So it should be official. They should actually just change the name of the platform. I'm just going to go on, don't embarrass yourself.
Oh, God. All right, now I think we are done.
Yeah, I'm over it. I'm done.
Anything else to say, Tanya?
Nope.
All right, go Yankees, go Andrew Miller, go Benny with the good hair. Goodbye.
Go to bed.
So long.
Bye.